Hello, and welcome to Exhortations. This podcast is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. My name is Russ Earl, and I'll be your speaker today. Today, we're looking at how Christians are the salt of the earth. We'll be looking at specifically a description for us to appreciate as you think about how Christians are the salt of the earth. Salt is an absolute necessary. Salt is one of God's indispensables, as much so as water, air, and food. We can get along without paint on our walls, carpets on our floors, draperies on our windows, and chandeliers from our ceilings, but we cannot make it without salt. Some of Napoleon's men, in fact, died bleeding to death, for they lacked a sufficient quantity of salt to cause their blood to clot. Christ wants us to see and feel our needfulness. Mark was, quote, profitable to me, that is, Paul, for the ministry, 2 Timothy 4 and verse 11. Thus, the loss of a Christian by his backsliding into the world is costly. Never say, I'm a nobody. Salt also works at the expense of itself. Jesus came to seek and save the lost, as we find in Luke 19 and verse 10, but he did it at the expense of giving himself in life, John 2 and verse 17, and in death, Matthew 26:28. Paul was willing to spend and be spent for the good of others, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 15. What is Christianity costing you? Are you willing to give your time, your talent, your money, or perhaps yourselves for the salvation of others? Salt must come in contact with the substance that is to be preserved, flavored, or otherwise influenced. Wisdom, tact, and others are all greatly needed in saving souls. In Colossians 4 and verse 6, here the Bible says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." It is impossible to lay so much emphasis on tact that we may never make any contact. However, in making contact with the given substance, salt maintains its saltiness. In like manner, in seeking to save the world, we must not become like the world. Next, we want to see how salt preserves and prevents. Meats are salted to preserve them. The earth of which Christians are the salt is the earth that one day shall be burned up, 2 Peter 3 and verse 10. Therefore, the godly influence of Christians is that which keeps the earth preserved. Men could have saved Sodom and Gomorrah, we find this in Genesis 19, 23 through 33, and the only hope of America is found in the people who are the genuine New Testament Christians, and in the wholesome influence that they put out. The strength of any nation is not in intellectual attainment, scientific discoveries, or the building of gigantic arrangements, but in the godliness of its citizens. Consider with me Proverbs 14 and verse 34, where the Bible says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." The declining moral condition of America points up the necessity of increasing the godly influence of Christians. Then, too, concerning the saving and preserving influence of salt, Christians are to take the gospel, that is, God's power unto salvation, Romans 1:26, into the world. In this way, they exert a preventing, preserving, and saving influence. Salt purifies. Salt provokes healing and removes impurities from a cut foot. Christians are to be pure, Matthew 5 and verse 8, and they are to purify as well. To illustrate this point, the conversation is often changed from the obscene to the pure upon the appearance of a Christian. And we will stop there today and pick up next week as we continue looking at how Christians are the salt of the earth. We thank you for being here with us on Exhortations and remind you to encourage one another daily while it's still called today.